Hey, thanks for joining us for another episode of the special Kaboom Summer Series, Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice.
You know, Quentin and Sam have sure made a real mess out of things in Mr. Clacker's office. I hope they can get out of this one.
Oh, I do too. Here's today's episode, The Case of the Confiscated Cards, Part 2. Let's go!
The name is Manning. Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice. Maybe you remember that the last episode ended with me and my assistant detective, Sam Turnquist, accidentally locked in the closet of Mr. Clacker, vice principal in charge of discipline. We needed to find a way out, get the invader trading cards we had promised to return to Billy Rockwell, and celebrate our success. Just how that would all happen wasn't quite clear. We'll return to the scene of the crime.
It's getting worse and worse. There's less and less air. I see my life passing before my eyes.
Calm down. This is no time for claustrophobia.
Closet phobia is exactly what I have.
Claustrophobia. The fear of being trapped in a small space.
They're both the same. We're suffocating. I don't like the dark. My asthma's acting up. I don't have my inhaler.
Anything else wrong?
I'm starving. I'm missing my afternoon snack. Mr. Clacker will find us in here and lock us in again. My grandmother says trouble comes in threes, so it's sure to happen. It's hard to imagine things getting
Sam,
much—
Sam, stop it!
I'm sorry. I can't help it.
I'm sorry I yelled.
That's all right.
You won't suffocate.
No, but I might run out of air.
Here's the plan. When Mrs. Plum comes back, we'll pound on the door so she'll let us out.
What if she tells Mr. Clacker, vice principal in charge of discipline?
Maybe she won't. Maybe she'll think Mr. Clacker put us in here.
Why would she think that?
Well, we wouldn't say that he put us in here, but she might guess it, depending on what we say.
What if she doesn't believe us?
When we get out, just let me do the talking.
Okay. You're good at talking. When do you think she'll come back?
I don't know.
We'll never get out. We'll die!
Sam, just think of the great time we'll have at the Super Ready Mart after we've solved the case.
Can we use the gift card we found in the dumpster? $50 of treats?
No, Sam. We'll save that for another day. But don't worry, we'll get whatever we want to eat and eat until we're stuffed. We'll buy so many snacks, the man who runs the store will want to give us more as a bonus.
Do you think so?
I'm sure of it.
That makes me feel better.
Wait, listen. Someone's coming.
Okay, let's knock.
No, not yet. Adopt the posture of invisibility.
Not again.
Shh! Posture of invisibility. Still the mind.
Great Caesar's ghost. What on earth?
It's Mr. Clacker! Vice principal in charge of discipline.
Who made this mess? What did Plum do in here?
Mr. Clacker.
Mrs. Plum.
Maybe you can explain this.
I hope you're happy.
I'm not happy. Not at all.
Neither am I. Is this how you clean up?
I haven't had a chance since you made such a big mess.
Me? You left this desk a disaster area.
Did no such thing. If you're gonna clean your desk, you might not want to use hand soap.
I'm not the one who cleans the offices around here.
Evidently. It's nice you did try to clean up whatever mess you made. Even if you did leave the sink running and full of sopping wet invader cards.
I didn't clean up. Didn't you do this?
No. If it wasn't you, who was it?
I have no idea. I forgot to get my jacket and came back to find this mess.
Quentin, his jacket is here in the closet of punishment. He's going to find us.
Shh, posture of invisibility.
I'm not invisible.
I'll just get my jacket and leave you to this.
Oh, no.
The door is stuck.
Maybe it's locked.
I don't think so.
I don't have my keys with me. Don't you have a set?
They're in the bottom file drawer on my desk. The one on the right. Get them for me.
Please?
Please.
Okay, since you asked so nicely.
Thanks.
Oh, no.
Freeze! Posture! Invisibility!
The lock is jammed. It won't open.
Hey, what's this in the bottom of the drawer?
Just some donuts I had.
Almost 2 dozen donuts.
That many?
Looks a lot like the boxes of donuts that keep mysteriously disappearing from the teacher's room.
Really? I hadn't heard about that.
Exactly like them, in fact.
It sounds like I'm being accused of taking donuts from the teacher's room, which is a preposterous idea.
Then I'll just tell the teachers that you've been getting your own boxes of donuts that look exactly like theirs.
Look, if you're going to get so upset about it, just take the box and put them in the teacher's room.
They're stale now.
He stole the donuts.
Shh.
What was that? Did you hear someone?
Don't change the subject. Do you think the teachers would like stale donuts tomorrow morning? Or maybe they'd rather have a brand new batch of fresh ones.
Why should I do that?
So I don't have to say anything.
This is blackmail. I didn't even admit to stealing anything.
And I won't say you did. If you bring in a box of donuts tomorrow.
I'm happy to bring in donuts, but I'm not saying I took these. And I won't be threatened. I'll remind you that I am part of the administration of the school, the vice principal in charge of discipline.
Of course, Mr. Clacker, vice principal in charge of discipline! I would never point a finger at anyone who brings donuts to the teachers every week.
Every week? I said tomorrow!
The teachers will appreciate your generosity. Why don't you try the key now?
They won't. Yeah, fine. I'll get my jacket. And you finish cleaning up. Confound it. They don't work. And I heard something again. There's something going on here.
Honestly. Let me try. Well, your key doesn't work. Looks like you bent it. Well, we'll have to get a set of master keys. Come with me and I'll give them to you.
I swear I heard something. There's something in the closet.
Maybe it's a child you stuck in there. Some kids think you do that.
I have never put a child in the closet.
And you've never taken a donut from the teacher's room. Let's go to my office.
We're safe. Oh, that was close.
We're not safe. We're still trapped.
The posture of invisibility worked.
They didn't see us because they didn't open the door.
Immaterial. We're safe.
No, we're not. We'll die in here. I'll never see my grandmother again. I never thought it would end like this.
Nothing has ended.
Yes, it has. It's the end of the world. Tomorrow they'll find our bodies.
Unfortunately, it sounded like Mrs. Plum found the cards and they were ruined. I wish you had taken better care of them.
I don't care about invader cards anymore. I never want to see invader cards again.
Hello? Is someone in here?
Help! Is that someone? Anyone?
Shh! Wait until we know who it is.
I don't care who it is.
Where are you?
In the closet of punishment!
In the closet. Please open it up. We seem to be locked in.
Lucky I've got these keys.
I don't believe it.
Oh, hello. It's you.
Sydney, you saved our lives.
Not exactly, but we do appreciate your opening the door.
What are you guys doing in here?
Dying.
We were on an assignment.
Homework?
No, another kind.
Wait, don't tell me. This is another one of your detective things.
No, I wouldn't call it a thing. We were in the process of recovering stolen property to return to the rightful owner.
In the closet? Did Mr. Clacker lock you in here or something?
Something like that.
No, we locked ourselves in.
Sam, and might I ask what you're doing here?
Helping my mom. I heard someone moaning, so I came in here.
That's very considerate. We'll just be going.
Sydney, you're very good at saving people. Are you sure you wouldn't like to be a detective with us?
Sam!
No thanks. You guys should leave now before you have to explain to my mom what you're doing in here. See you tomorrow.
Bye, Sydney. Thanks. She's very helpful and smart.
Whatever. Let's walk home.
Okay, we can walk to the Super Ready Mart together, have a reward, and then split up from there.
Okay, we'll go to the Ready Mart.
Great.
But we're not buying snacks. We're buying invader cards.
I don't want invader cards. I never want to see invader cards again. And I know you don't want them.
We're not buying them for us. We're buying them for Billy Rockwell.
Why would we do that? I'm sorry he lost his cards. But like my grandmother says, life isn't fair.
Sam, if you hadn't left them on the sink, they wouldn't have been destroyed. It's our fault they were destroyed, so we should replace them. We'll just have to use our money.
You mean my money?
I'll pay you back. I'm the head detective, so I'll take full responsibility. It's the right thing to do.
Ah, I hate doing the right thing. No one told me being a detective meant you had to do the right thing and then starve to death.
You're not starving.
Yes, I am.
Despite my assistants complaining, we visited the Ready Mart and had just enough money to buy 5 packs of invader cards. When we got to Billy's house and gave him the cards, he was one happy sixth grader.
Thanks, you guys. This is even better. You saved my life.
We ruined mine.
I headed home intent on writing to Rip Sturgeon about our latest case. And when I got home, I found my father waiting for me.
Quentin.
Hi, Dad.
Spectacular news. I repaired your computer with parts from another computer.
Really? Great!
Yes. Problem solved.
What computer?
I borrowed some unnecessary pieces from one at the library. What a public service they provide.
Dad!
No worries. I'll replace them before anyone notices. Look, here it is. Your computer.
It looks like a vacuum cleaner.
Yes, actually, a leaf blower. I borrowed a piece or two from your mother's equipment. Better not to tell her.
Oh, Dad.
Let's fire it up. I'll just yank on the cord here. The choke. I forgot the choke. Too much fuel. No shuttle up. Fire! Fire extinguisher! Lesson learned. I'll never use an internal combustion engine as a power source again.
Oh, Dad. So, I wrote my letter to Rip Sturgeon with pen and paper, telling him about the case, the surprise discovery of the stolen donuts, and concluded with the stated desire that he might finally write me back. And again, asked him why Marigold DeWitt's name was misspelled. The case was closed, but I was not content. The Burmix went unpunished, and I knew they would continue their reign of terror. A detective for justice never rests. Until next time, I remain your humble servant, Quentin Manning.